mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
All right, I'm back now with Dr. K. And Art is coming up in this hour, too, to talk about many of these same issues, as well as the financial wherewithal of this incredible cast of sick and depraved characters. Dr. K, on the medical front, too, as you know, there have been a lot of scares lately and a lot of banning of, of videos and channels and so forth on the Internet, on major forums, not just YouTube, Vimeo, and others, that have just decided that we cannot allow people to think for themselves. And
no,
that is
right.
Something that's persona non grata, especially when it comes to dangerous vaccinations. And parents now, in great numbers, that will not allow their children to be vaccinized, I call it.
They shouldn't. Because
what do you have to say about the latest? Now, go ahead.
Well, we are against the injection of fetal, aborted fetus tissue and components thereof, and certainly against the injection of simian matter from green rhesus monkey macaques. We are against the injection of porcine gelatin and porcine viruses and porcine contaminants. I think we as a human race, it doesn't mean denominational. You could go to the denominations and find plenty in the Christian lore and Jewish lore and Islamic lore against these things, but we as a human race, as a human race are violently opposed to the systematic injection of mercurial compounds, of aluminum salts in through inoculation, and certainly any pathogen, whether the hardcore pathogen like polio or measles, mumps, and rubella, Bordetella pertussis, in other words, known pathogens, or contaminants, which there would be hundreds of in any inoculation, or thousands, the pathogens, no one knows what they are.
And that's the thing, you know, is they say when you ask, them, oh, no, these don't have any of those things. Then, can you prove it? Can you verify it for us? No.
No, they can't verify because we have certain amoeba material that have been found in inoculations, and I think that, and also you have tuberculosis. In fact, the tuberculosis outbreak in the 1920s was tied to inoculation. You have spirochetes, various, so it's impossible. The immune system can't handle it. The immune system gets so repressed and defeated. You've defeated the immune system by the time you've had 40 or 50 inoculations. You don't have an immune system at that point. And it would be impossible for you to ever recover a normal immune system after receiving a multitude of inoculations. You are finished. The best you can do, I think, is to take the oil of oregano, oregaresp, juice of oregano, that type of thing, just to survive. That's where it's at.
Especially the newest that you had created, with North American Urban Spice, and that is the Ultra Oil of Oregano P73, which is really an incredibly powerful oil. I mean, it is the most powerful, I guess, you've ever had. I mean, recently, because I have a habit, you know, of bumping into things and diabetic, and sometimes I bruise my legs and ankles and stuff, and this happens quite frequently that, I get a little puffiness there, a little swelling, a little bit of maybe a little infection, and when I do...
Can't afford that.
I pour it all over, and, you know, it's gone the same day.
Yep.
And they go to the emergency, you should do this or that. I said, I don't need you. I have oil of oregano. What's that?
Yep. And that material is from 10,000 feet up to 13,000 feet above sea level. So there are pockets in these mountains where the carbachol level comes so high that you can call it Orega Ultra, because you can measure that carbachol level at 84, 84 and a half, 85, 85 and a half.
I didn't know that.
Well, the regular super strength that we used to take, I still use that, but that's 75% carbachol, so another 10%, but only in certain areas. Now, you have the copycats, and what they're doing is they're buying Chinese synthetic carvacrol or Chinese engineered oregano, and they're taking that and spiking whatever base generic oil of oregano. They're putting in an artificial to make the carvacrol. So I'd rather get it in a wild, natural, the way God synthesized it. And that's it.
Yeah, there are a lot of copycats around. Fortunately, you can't do anything about it, you know. It's not a patented medicine or anything, you know. It's natural, comes from God's green earth, and it works. It's just amazing how powerful it is.
In fact, that's the one medicine, really, that you have to have with you. You could have an allergic reaction. Yeah, a bite, like you say, a bruise if you're a diabetic, a cut. You could have a toxic reaction to a chemical, to an allergen that could lead to throat closing off. You could have a tracheotomy. You could end up being hospitalized. And you could have prevented it all with a few drops of the oil of wild oregano. Shut it all down.
A bee sting, mosquito bite, whatever it is.
Topical or internal, you might get a tick on. You want to saturate that tick and kill it. You want to take the oregano oil to prevent Lyme. And, of course, you have the common things in the winter. It was coming up. Somebody could get the flu and end up having pneumonia. And completely irrelevant, unnecessary, because if you would have known this.
Unnecessary. Yeah. It could be prevented. Yeah. It could still be interdicted, as you say, and eliminated. And, I've introduced doctors to it. You know, I mean, okay, that's fine, dandy. But it's not protocol, folks. It's not recommended. It's not approved of because it works. It's that simple. No side effects. No deleterious effects whatsoever. And that
the side that effect is that you don't. You know, one of the side effects is that you don't get sick anymore.
Well, that's
no more diarrhea.
Effect, I guess for the doctors.
No more
keep
flu. No more cold.
You know what they say? Hey, Saul, keep them coming. Keep them coming back. Oy vey.
Yeah.
Oy vey, we need the business. Have you noticed? You notice in New York, in these Orthodox Jewish schools in particular, the NBC, CIA media elite have been tying them in, saying they have a very high count of measles. Particularly those nasty German measles, you know, they don't like them. And they said, what do we do now? What do we do? We've got to force them to get inoculated.
Yeah,
now, I know. It's a ruse. It's a ruse.
Yeah.
It comes from synagogue. It comes from them. And they're working with their bought and paid for medical establishment and the media to convince the dumb goy to, get your child vaccinated.
Yes, that is right. We have no proof whatsoever that there's a measles outbreak anywhere. And if there
is,
if there's a bit of one, it's going to be in the vaccinated children. And the same with pertussis. Pertussis is breaking out in the inoculated. And the uninoculated are the victims, because if you get excessive numbers of inoculated measles cases, inoculated Bordetella pertussis cases, they will shed those pathogens to
Right.
Yeah.
It makes sense,
Yeah.
But then you have lying Lester on NBC, and he'll say, now, here we go again, ladies and gentlemen, those discredited claims that somehow vaccinations are dangerous, and they can lead to autism, and they can lead to cancer. And everything. Now, we've disproven that, haven't we, Dr. Torres, you know?
Oh, I assure you.
There's,
you know what, there's no, I must urge the listeners, there is no way your grandchildren or your children can recover from even one inoculation completely, let alone dozens of them. Do not allow it. If you just use the oregano oil, use some whole food vitamin C if you want to, maybe a bit of natural vitamin A, natural source, not the vitamin A palmitate.
Simply B, and so forth.
A, C, and the oregano oil are sufficient to get you through anything. And so,
an amazing commentary. You're right. I know for you to make that statement, you have the forensic evidence to back it up.
Yeah.
The studies that have been
done. Because we have the data on the oregano, whether the oil or the whole food crude herbs, you know, like Oregano Max, what have you, Oregano Resp oil as well, but that when you take it, the white blood cells become, the white blood cells love the Hertz energy of the oregano, and they will actually seek the drops in the bloodstream and suck them up and use them to kill pathogens. But we have good work out of Poland, where they tested echinacea, golden seal, basil, all the different neat things. Only one herb had a dramatic effect on making the white blood cells more efficient. It was the oregano.
I have to go back and tell this brief story of how, as you know, 3.5 years ago, I was quite ill with the bladder cancer, and these three genius doctors, you know, Dr. Mega and his associates came to me, and they said, well, this is, you know, what you have, and you should go to oncology and get surgery and chemo and all this. And I said, well, I am exploring some herbal remedies. And you know, the usual response was, you've got to be careful. Many of those herbal treatments can actually exacerbate the problem.
Oh,
here I am, 3.5, 4 years later, thank God not listening to them. Thank God listening to Dr. K, listening to the voice of the Lord up above and doing what he says, because that works. They don't.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And you go back and you tell them, oh, that's nice. Well, it was a fluke. Well, 1 in a million. You know, they don't want the truth, because
the truth is not
in the medical profession. Folks, it's that simple.
Well, they wanted to make you an example when they said that your bladder is free of all traces of cancer, but can we remove it anyway?
Yeah, we have permission to do it, you know, to take it.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah. I said, take
so
it all.
To bury the evidence, my friend, commit the procedure costs. We can't allow
it
to get out that someone could be...
Prostate removal and everything, and or at least chipping away, what have you. And you know what? They're as happy as could be. They just think it's wonderful that they were cured of cancer. How do you like that?
Yeah, well, I can believe that.
I mean, you can't reason with some people, because some people, no matter what you tell them, they're not impressed with truth. They are impressed with fakery, and they love it. And that's true of the American voter. And the American public, they love to be lied to by politicians.
I tell you, if what the state of humanity that thinks that since chemicals cause cancer, that you could infuse harsh chemicals, chemotherapy, into the veins and it would do anything productive? Since we know radiation induces carcinoma and mutations, that you could sit under or lie down under a radiation beam for cancer.
Yeah.
You see, I've been around since 1985. It's true that my medical license was stolen. However, even all this time, I have never pushed anybody to get chemo. When I was in practice, never one case of chemotherapy, never a case of vaccinations, never a case of radiotherapy. I took people off of it whenever I could. I gave medical prescriptions not to get vaccinations.
I know what I'm doing.
How many lives were turned around because you've done that and you nursed people back to health? Quite a few, haven't there been? Huh?
It's countless. I know what I'm doing because I know for a fact that the people who submit to chemotherapy, with rare exceptions, die earlier than if they would have done nothing.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, it's that, that's true. It's that convoluted. But fear, you know. Yeah, if you don't do what I'm telling you, you're going to die in 2 months, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, you know, that's exactly, we've been showing the evil Roosevelt administration in weeks past and how it was the same thing. We have nothing to fear but fear itself. And who stoked fear? Roosevelt. And what did
he
say?
Time.
If we don't interdict the terrible Nazis right now, why, Europe is gone, freedom is gone, and we'll all be living on the edge of tyranny. And what happened? We went to war, and that's exactly what happened. Tyranny,
oh, yeah.
Despotism, mass murder, slaughter. The
Soviet Union
genocide.
Was created.
Crazy. I mean, you're dealing with psychopaths and sociopaths.
Well, the psychopaths to take monkeys from India, put them in cages, inject them with, you know, lab-grown polio, then harvest their gonads and their kidneys, grind that up, suck the juice out and soak sugar cubes in that, and then give that monkey pus to the, you know, 140 million Americans?
That's what
whatever it was? Line
I was one of those guinea pigs, and I think you were, too.
Oh, yeah, I got 2 or 3 doses of that pus, monkey pus.
We all were subjugated.
We had, do you know that the data is it compelling? That if you could keep the pathogens out, whether it's monkey virus or candida or aspergillus or herpes or whatever it is, or spirochetes, you can't get cancer. You have to have the germ seed to have the cancer develop.
Right.
This is one of the reasons, I mean, I hate that stuff. This is one of the reasons both of us, we take the oregano juice. I take the oregarasp. I take the oil of oregano. I take it every day. You know, and I take the black seed oil. And other things, but those are the big ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Your experience with Lyme disease is amazing, and how you've reversed it, totally reversed it. You had a severe case of it too.
Extremely bad, wheelchair bound, out of commission. Knocked it out, but it was not easy. And then I ended up writing the book on that, the Lyme disease cure, because of my story, and I weaved my stories like a novel almost throughout the entire book with the protocols and what to do and what not to do. And but I guess, you know, when I had that Lyme attack, it stretched the limits of my psyche. I was, how, why, no, not me, you know. And so I finally had to tell myself, it's for a reason. God knows, it's for a reason. I had to talk myself like that continuously to keep from, you know, keep sanity. It was such
now
a
miserable.
Now the good
has come out of that.
Yeah, lots.
And all of us, myself included and you included, and we can give testimony to God and his amazing healing powers and amazing...
We can. We can testify that God is merciful beyond belief and that he has provided every manner of cure, even for the cancers, if you catch it early enough before they get chemoed and radiated and all that, that in nature you'll find the cure.
Your books going way back, The Cure is in the Cupboard. Now, I know you've written so many books, I guess nearly 40 books now. You were able to get back up on online with the videos, right?
Well, I was able to get online, but they, you know, anything that I did that was revolutionary about scams and fake shootings was destroyed.
But I know,
I'm online with herbal
medicine.
Are
you not on YouTube now or some other?
Yeah, I'm on YouTube on Natural Remedies. That's
very limited. Very limited. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, I can't, I don't want that channel to be lost because that we're productive with that information. I just put one up on how to tell if a watermelon's ripe. Nobody's ever done that quite like that, on how you thump the watermelon.
I'm trying to draw people to you, by them seeing your videos, and they look more into it,
Yeah. Yeah, and I've got several up there on Lyme disease, oil of oregano, chaga, black seed oil. I mean, it's endless what one could do through the YouTube.
Excellent. Well, and other venues as well. You do the best you can, and you're doing it. You're doing it well.
Yeah.
Dr. K, we're coming up.
Nice to talk to you.
I know Art's going to come on, so I'm going to let you go in a minute, but anybody has a question or wants to write to you, I guess DrOregano@gmail.com.
That's it.
Very good. And
nice to talk to you again.
It was a great pleasure.
Okay.
Great pleasure having you on. You take care, Doctor. Bye-bye now. All right, folks, we're going to have a break coming up, I think. And Art is waiting in the wings. Art is already here. So we're going to bring him on in just a moment. In fact, if we have time, we'll introduce him right now. Hello, Art. From Philly, welcome back.
Rick, and hello, RBN.
Yes.
Good to be back.
It's wonderful to hear your voice again and to know that you will be sharing these microphones with me in the next 35 minutes. So stay where you are. Folks, listen up, and we will entertain calls as well. We'll be right back with more of Rick Adams Uncensored.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons. Neotech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
With Art from Philly, and Art has, I'm sure, quite a bit to say about a number of things, including what we've been talking about, the Jeffrey Epstein affair and how Dershowitz ties into it and all the other politicos that we haven't even heard their names yet, but we know we're talking about the mafia when we talk about Epstein and his escapades, aren't we, Art?
You're definitely in part talking about the Cosa Nostra, or what we call the Chicago outfit. The connections are definitely there through Mr. Wexler, who was identified as implicated as being one of the replacements for Max Fisher, who was a major organized crime figure out of the Midwest. Wexler became rich with Victoria's Secret after the former owner, as we said before, decided to take a nosedive off the Golden Gate Bridge. So I guess he got an offer he couldn't refuse, and that's how Victoria's Secret became such a big success with Wexler's investments in it. And he was the major backer for Epstein. Okay, and obviously, we mentioned before, it's just like, the canary that couldn't fly when Murder Incorporated, Abe Relis, was assassinated in a New York prison also. He was under police custody, and he was being investigated for Murder Incorporated and against Lucky Buchholder. And what happened is, under police surveillance, he decided to take a nosedive off of a building, crashed down about 8 stories into a roof. And later on, Frank Costello testified. Well, he didn't testify, but he stated he paid off the local New York police to do that for him. So it wouldn't surprise me, you know, that Epstein was hit. The question is, who did it? Did they put out a hit for somebody in the prison themselves to do it, or did they bring in somebody to have him executed? That part, I don't know. So that's one of the things I see with the Epstein. And obviously, he has
direct ties. But it worked, though. There's no canaries talking.
Right, the canary is no longer talking. You know,
it reminds me of that movie that I sort of fell in love with years ago from the 1970s, Confessions of a Police Captain, and it was filmed in Italy, and Martin Balsam was in it, and a host of others, Italian actors, and so forth. And it was a great movie because it was Damiano Damiani that created it and produced it, and it was about the mafia, and it was about the mafia in just one metropolitan area, one big city. And they had gone through a number of district attorneys who somehow managed to either get bought off or they wound up disappearing in cement, if you know what I mean. And along comes this new guy, and you know, he comes along, and Franco Nero, by the way, is you know, is the actor who plays him, and he's serious. He wants to find out what's going on. And he finds out, you know, the things keep happening, people keep disappearing, union organizers against the mafia and the construction industry wind up getting their knees shot up or their head shot off, or they get, you know, buried in tons of debris and so forth. And so this goes on and on and on. And lo and behold, you know, you've got a Supreme Court justice, a high-placed Supreme Court official who, you know, he knows more than, let's say, the average person on the street. And in the very end, the district attorney who persists after the police captain finally goes to prison for shooting one of them because he says the only way to deal with him is to kill him. You can't work through the law. And he winds up getting killed. A new district attorney comes along, and, you know, in the very end of the movie, he faces him face-to-face on the steps of the court, and the high-placed judicial presidium, you know, the top banana, looks at him, and he knows there's something wrong, and it's just not right, because he's looking right at the culprit. And he says to the young, you know, the young district attorney, is there something wrong? And at that point, it freeze frames, and that's the end of the movie. It's really good. It's a totally underrated film, Confessions of a Police Captain, in the 1970s. But it makes the point, and that is how they work. And that's only on a smaller level. Now, you know that it's Murder Incorporated, and it's the mafia on a much higher level when it comes to international politics and politics in general. And that's why I say no man, no woman is going to be seated in the White House unless they have the blessings, they have the control, they have the protection, or they have some other umbrella over them, using them for their ultimate purposes. Need I say any more?
No, actually, I think you said it quite well. You know, basically, the saying goes like this: how can you tell a good politician when it stays bought? And that's what you have. Yeah. You know, politicians are bought. And speaking of that, what's happening this week and next week? They're all in Israel on their junkets, okay? From AIPAC.
And well, what a couple.
Right. Well, even one of the members of the squad there, for the Palestinian, I think her name was Tlaib, or Elab,
She withdrew, apparently, because allegedly she wanted to just see her mother and go on a tour, and back-and-forth squabbling in the media makes it sound like Mr. Trump gave Netanyahu the orders just not to let her in. That's sort of like an ant lifting up an elephant, you know. But it's obvious that there's a lot of shenanigans going on now within the Democratic Party, Nancy Pelosi saying, can't we just all come together and agree to disagree, but still love Israel? Bernie Sanders is saying what now? Bernie's saying, maybe we should just cut off some aid to Israel. Maybe that might be implemented. What do you think? What a comedy.
Right, I know. It's basically a three-ring circus watching the Democrat politics.
It really is, because the Republicans, you know, are host to the criminal elite from the neocons, as you know. Congressman Moran, was it? James Moran, years ago, he started speaking out about the heavy presence of the Israeli lobby, and Rush Limbaugh and all the others started attacking him and saying he was an anti-Semite, he was a bigot, and we got to do something about Democrats like him. They're out of control. So they tried to nip that in the butt, you know, but they haven't completely.
You know? Right. And
not everybody is totally controlled, Art, and they don't have to be. We don't have to control every single vote, you know? That's what they say, right?
Right, right. Basically, the FBI said if the mob wants to take over a community or a nation, at a community level, you get the police chief, you get the prosecutor, and you get the mayor, and you run the town. You only need three people in those key positions, and you got everything going. Now, one thing they're going to say on RBN, just the articles they have there about the gay agenda pushing the policies in California. Really, if you look at it and look at it from a mob point of view, what they're trying to do is degrade the educational process in the public schools. And guess what? The mob, the Cosa Nostra, has a solution: charter schools. Okay. And so as we degrade, for Common Core, No Child Left Behind, homosexual agenda in the schools, we basically turn, redline the public schools. No different than what they did in New York, like on 42nd Street. You run it into the ground, and then you basically buy all the assets at 10 cents on the dollar. So that's the game plan, is to destroy the public schools, tell the solution is to charter schools, and then put every taxpayer who owns property on the hook to pay the mafia for these charter schools. Look at it, for instance, in my area, you got K12.com, run by convicted felon Michael Milliken from the Ivan Boesky scandal. He also runs KinderCare. And also we got the Mastery Charter Schools that got all the schools out of Philadelphia, one-third of all the budget of Philadelphia, through Jerry Lenfest, who worked for none other than Walter Annenberg. And you can see it comes right up there. And Annenberg's dad, Moses, was working with Capone to set up the crime syndicate, the commission. So, but somehow that's not talked about. You can't see that. Also in my area, for instance, we can see who's getting school lunches. It's ARA Services, which basically was pointed out as saying, anybody speaks anything about any Zionists and we fire them. There was a big scandal about their firing one of their people who was selling hot dogs at the Philadelphia Stadium. Then we look at a school busing situation there and say, oh, wait a minute, it used to be late law. Now it's first student busing, okay? And the label goes right back to the Brockman Syndicate, right? So you can see what they're doing. Yeah, you can see how they're taking over our schools. And now that they've gotten the contracts around it, very similar to what the mob does when they're taking over the casinos, for instance, Atlantic City. They didn't own the casinos directly. They owned all the services around it. And then eventually they just take over the end result is they get the casino ownership in the end. So that's what's happening. They got busing. They got their programs in the schools, Common Core, No Child Left Behind, Gay Agenda, and they got their solution is to give us charter schools. And then, for instance, the city of Philadelphia, everybody's complaining, like, why are our property taxes going up to the roof? Well, because you're paying for the mob. Thank Jerry Lenfest for basically ripping you guys off. So, and it is
you're right.
Right.
And, we've gone through the same thing here with Providence Public Schools with this John Hopkins University report that details all of the failings of the Providence Public School System. And I have somebody in the family who is representing the teachers' union in the school, and this has been going on for almost 30 years now, and all of a sudden they've discovered it. They found out that the schools are terrible. They're not institutions of learning. They're arenas for killing and butchering and slaughtering each other, driving teachers out into retirement so they can collect their pensions and so forth. The system is behaving exactly the way, in my opinion, it should behave. I mean, it's unruly. and it's meant to be, as you say, the culmination of all these programs and these portfolios that were put together to destroy our schools, to destroy them, okay, the public schools. Now, with the same culprits that come along and say, well, let's see if we can make them better. Let's see if we can improve them. Let's bring in a new consultant team. We bring in a new superintendent. We bring in a new commissioner of education. You know how many times we've gone through this in my area? I remember this from 1972. It's the same old game, and it right. never changes. It right. never is going to change until the last bone of the last taxpayer is picked completely bare, as one economist, Dr. Howard Kirshner, said in his book, Dividing the Wealth. Not going to stop. And there is no other solution except people either have to cut it off themselves, no more taxes, we're not paying, or it has to collapse. And it is collapsing now.
Right. And the solution is, go back to the old ways, hey, you know, charge tuition. If the school doesn't do a job for you, then, you know, you go to the next one. We actually do need to have competition, and I think charter schools is the answer to competition, but not on the property tax owners' backs. You know, the people who are actually going to the schools should be the ones paying their tuition. Now, given that fact that, you know, we have subsidized it with property taxes, maybe the solution is have it a three-way cut where the people have their kids in school pay one-third with the sliding scale if there's economic distress, have the people work in the community pay one-third and the property owners pay one-third. The way it is now is, hey, you know, the schools just say, we just got to raise the property taxes to the point we put people out on the street. Look at New Jersey, where the people are losing their homes just so because they can't afford to pay the property taxes anymore.
Yes.
So I think between New Jersey, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Illinois, all four of those guys are in a race to the bottom to see which one basically...
Absolutely. We have a governor, Madame Governator here, that says that the economy has never been better, that there are jobs coming out of the woodwork, there are no employment opportunities, people are happy, we have a free tuition in college, and we want to get a four-year tuition-free plan so kids will have great-paying jobs when they get out. They'll stay here, they'll commit here. You know, it's pure economic fascism is what it is. And this right. is what they love. They love being able to create a scenario in which then they make you dependent on the state, on the government. Meanwhile, the real economy says, hey, you know what? The roof caved in and the foundation is going next. That's the real world, Art. The real right. world right. and their world are two opposites. You see.
Right. And you hit it on the nail when you sent me that email about what's happened in Argentina, where the bond market collapsed. And they just basically defaulted on $750 billion worth of, government debt. At the same time, we have, within the next couple of months, we have $1 trillion of U.S. Treasury bills, T-bills, hitting the market to help pay for next year's budget. So more Argentina than the U.S. Treasury T-bills, I think, is why the Wall Street crashed last week. I would think that was the predominant thing, plus, you know, the back and forth with China. I don't think it was the China issue. I think it was the Argentina issue with the default mm-hmm. on the bond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As
we talked before. It's in all directions, isn't it, huh?
Right,
amazing.
Right.
This is right. a global economy now, and we have a interconnection with the whole world. And guess who's up there minding the store and shepherding us into that world of total, complete annihilation? They're making out like bandits, though. They're certainly doing what they do best, you know. 1-800-313-9443. Folks, you can dial any time. Comment, question for Art and myself, definitely. But, you know, you touched on China. And, you know, this is something that has mystified me a little bit, not much, but a little bit in the last few months with the Hong Kong protests. Now, I know that there is a fierce anti-communist fervor in Hong Kong, just as there is still in Formosa, free China, okay, versus communist-occupied China, an incredible hatred for communism, an incredible zeal to fight communism, even with several successive generations. They still know what communism is. We don't know what it's like here in America, but they do. they know what communism is. They saw their grandparents and their parents killed, shot to death, and just run over by tractors and buried in the ground. They know what communism really is. We don't. And you know what? That's all true. But now you have John Bolton and you have Pompeo, the Secretary of State, talking about running now for Senate and go back to Kansas or whatever. He can go you know where. But anyway, we have all this talk, and I'm realizing now that with the emergence of Trump and the emergence of the new government in Taiwan, more of these so-called right-wing governments, these are really neocon governments, more or less, that what's being orchestrated, in my opinion, is a war, futuristic war, economically leading to military war, which is forecast, by the way, in the scriptures, the men of the East and China, and the dragon, so forth. All of this is going to come against the United States. I see this happening, that a lot of this is being used to instigate Red China's dictatorship against the United States militarily, Art. And I think we're seeing that now, too, and at least in my view. What do you think?
Well, I would definitely say that with the Clintons, you know, there was a definite connection with the her and communism, also with the Uranium One deal with Russia, as an example. I think China is a major military enemy against this country, as is Russia. And also, who are some of the bigger ones there? I would say, you know, look at India. They may not be our friend either. You know, they were in a communist...
Oh, they're not. Positively not, no.
Right.
Pat Buchanan just observed in one of his recent columns that we need to fear China now more than Russia. And he was spot on. This is being orchestrated by the same Trotskyite neocons in power who brought China, by the way, free China, mainland China, into the communist orbit, you know, of total and complete Holocaust proportions when China experienced over the period of Mao Zedong and Zhou Enlai the deaths of up to 70 million people just killed off in decades of communist brutality, communist evil, taking over and exterminating, you know, exterminating literally tens of millions of souls. And the Catholic Church was there, Protestant churches, they were documenting this, this massive disappearance of people under communism. Now, all of a sudden, communism is bad again. Communism was good in the 1950s and 60s and 70s and 80s. We don't want to go to war with them. That was the big thing. We don't want to have anything but détente. And Henry Kissinger opened the door in the 1970s under Nixon. We wouldn't want to go to a hot war. No, we'll have a cold war, a fake war. And meanwhile, Taiwan was going to liberate. Chiang Kai-shek said he could liberate the mainland with just a little bit of clearance and a little bit of help from the United States, but they would fight the battle. They wouldn't want a single drop of American blood. And the State Department stopped them. Stopped them dead and said, don't you dare, the communist-infested State Department, protecting Red China. So you see, the hidden hand of tyranny all through this 20th century.
Well,
it's amazing.
Well, look who has infested the State Department. When you mentioned Kissinger, he was nothing but a puppet for the Annenbergs. You know, Walter Annenberg, who goes right back to his dad, Moses, is the National Crime Syndicate. So it's the Cosa Nostra that's controlling the State Department, even to right now, to this day. Right? So, and then I remember Kissinger saying...
Kissinger.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then look who's got all the business in China. Who owns Google, Apple? Oh, they're all good American companies, or are they basically proxies for Israeli companies working in this country, milking the U.S. economy?
They are the latter.
Right.
They are the latter.
Right. Facebook, on down the line there, even Intel. Look at Silicon Valley. It's basically become a communist beachfront in our country. So you
Huawei.
Can see...
Huawei.
Yeah.
Major tech companies, all the enemy within, and they were brought to power by the real enemy, okay?
Right.
Sons of Cain.
Look at when you go to buy retail. Virtually everything is made in China, okay? Who was directly involved with outsourcing all this, the infrastructure of America over to China? Who did that? You know, it was people like Feinstein, like the Clintons, you know? And which companies, who owns these companies? You know, if you look at the Fortune 500 of America, at least half of them are owned by, you know, have direct influence with the Cosa Nostra. Okay?
Traders.
I would say from...
Trade.
Right. Yeah, exactly, traders. And you get their proxies of these traders with bought and paid for AIPAC going over there to their annual junkets in Israel this week, you know, or this month,
Don't
basically.
Don't forget the Geithners. Father yes. and son, the Geithner family, Peter Geithner. Don't forget them. They managed to open up some pretty significant trade and aid with the Chinese capitalist communists.
Right. And even in my state, I'll bet it's going on with your state, our Attorney General, Josh Shapiro, says his primary thrust as being Attorney General is to prosecute any business that has state contracts that doesn't allow subcontracting to Israeli-owned businesses. That's
mm-hmm.
fine. For the state taxpayers of Pennsylvania are supposed to be supporting state contracts, making sure all the subcontracts go to Israeli companies.
Yeah. Again, right. treason.
Right, exactly.
Unfortunately, John Q. Public is not even slightly aware of that fact, nor do they care, because
right.
their bought and paid for media will not allow them to think in those terms. Oh, you remember the bad old days? You remember those days of horror and terror under apartheid in South Africa? You remember they were beating up Steve Biko and there was Bishop Tutu and Alan Bozak and all these others. Some of them were going to jail because they were political prisoners under the horrendous apartheid system. Boycott. Take all your investments out of companies that do business out there. Where are they now? Where are these big, brave, bold souls, Art?
Nowhere. They're right there with the other email you sent to me on ICE. Protesting the immigration issues with the Immigration Customs Enforcement, and then complaining that a truck guy going to work runs over them.
Right here in Rhode Island. Yeah, yeah.
That was Rhode Island.
Tell us about that. I was going to get into that. Go ahead.
Well, I'm sure it was mostly within the kosher community that the people are protesting, because I found out that there was some protest.
Central Falls, Rhode Island, which used to be a wonderful little square mile long town years ago. It had all of the Irish and the Italians and other nationalities, all whites and all European, is now a basket case of third world proportions. And what happens, you have a detention center there, the Wyatt Detention Center, this facility that is run in cooperation with ICE. And lo and behold, it just so happens that there were some Jewish activists who said and screamed and blared out with signs, never again, never again, and organized these protests against these several hundreds of detainees who were brutalized and kept in confinement areas and separated from their families, because these Jewish activists just love humanity so much, and they can't understand how anybody could keep people out of this country. I wonder what happened with Israel. Well, that's a different story. Don't confuse us with facts now. Palestine, they're terrorists. No. Over here, we're talking about simple, honest-to-goodness people that simply want to come here for the better life, and they're fleeing from oppression. Well, these Jewish activists, and by the way, it's written up all the time, they are Jewish spokeswomen. I'm not making this up. Right there in the Times of Israel, the Jerusalem Post, they organize protests, and lo and behold, some driver, Woodworth, comes along for ICE, and he just happens to collide with some of the protesters, who, by the way, were blocking. They were blocking his path, blocking entrance, and all of a sudden you have what we call media agit propaganda, media agit prop. It's a typical communist, Leninist, you know, tactic. All of a sudden, we're victims. We got to go to the hospital. Some people were injured, and the driver now has to resign his position, and the beat goes on. Does that sound familiar, those tactics, Art?
Yes, we're seeing it right down here in the Philadelphia area. For instance, what we saw is they're protesting the immigration issues. We found out from the that the primary backer of all this is the ADL, which is nothing but a front for the Bruffman crime family, the Seagram boys. And we've, for instance, I found a local mayor in this area, Doylestown Borough, where the guy saying, oh, we got to find these white races. And at the same time, he then basically says, I want to make sure the police force around here doesn't enforce any immigration laws. You know, we're going to make sure that anybody who's illegal here will not be prosecuted. But and then they'll present, then they do a presentation. Oh, we can go to school here, you know, at $18,000 per student year, paying for it by the sucker taxpayers. If they don't pay, hey, we take their house away. But we get a free education. What's wrong with that picture?
So the same ringleaders
right.
across this country are these sons of Cain, daughters of Cain, ringleaders who want to help destroy what's left of the country. Hey, that's their job, folks. They're doing it. They're the enemy within the fifth column, and they do it unabashedly, unashamedly, Art.
Yeah, I agree with you. I see the fifth column right here in southeastern Pennsylvania. You know, it's through where's the direct connection? Friends of the Israeli Defense Forces. What is a foreign military
yes!
or having? Right.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Lord, it couldn't happen to a nicer people, huh? All right, we're coming back. Hey, you know what? You can jingle us. You can tickle the phone if you want to. I know it's so interesting, but you can do it at 800-313-9443. We'll be back in a couple.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Art is with me. Don't forget Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's his great lineup every day, basically on the same website, andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com, eurofolk.com. I was on last month, and you know, you heard it, some of you, gave a great response. I appreciate that. And listen in to us as well. And you know, we're still toying with the posts and uploads on Brighteon.com. I've been preoccupied with a number of things, though. And now I have another car, so at least we can get moving. We have a better vehicle, and we're able to get around. And, you know, right now I have to get back very briefly, Art, to the fact that the local newspaper, which is basically down to about 38,000 subscriptions out of its once 190,000 subscribers. But immediately we saw that headline last week about the ICE, you know, facility and the detention of these, basically these so-called undocumented aliens. And the first thing up there was the Holocaust story about never again, and we don't want to ever see this happen to anybody else except maybe the Palestinians and others. But in any event, the editor of the Providence Journal, his name is Alan Rosenberg, Italian, he made sure that that was very powerfully milked for the week. And these stories continue to spurn new ventures into this field of agitation. And the poor, dumb, you know, average Israelite American doesn't even know what's going on. They just think it's Trump versus the Democrats versus Trump. No, it's much bigger than all of this, folks. And you're seeing it now. Epstein is just the tip of the iceberg. There's a war going on for America's soul. America's soul is being extinguished, you know.
Right, I would agree with you. What you said about the fifth column, at least in my community, and I'm sure you see it in your community, you can see over period of time, over a couple decades, it's becoming more powerful and gaining more influence in the local communities as time is progressing. I definitely see a fifth column here. For instance, in my case, what I see is when I did the research of JFK, there was a community called Warrenton, Pennsylvania, where we saw Herbie Barnes, who was directly involved with the cover-up of the JFK assassination through his connections through for the Bush family, and through he was the power broker for Arlen Specter, went to the Warren Commission.
Right,
and we can also see that these guys from the Jewish community came down here from Operation Underworld. So what happened is the Navy Yard at Brooklyn was closed down, and then those characters, the Navy Yard, moved all their assets down here into Warrenton, Warminster, Pennsylvania, next to Warrenton, and the Cosa Nostra moved down with them back in the early 50s. And to prove that, we had Meyer Lansky's family was here. You know, this is where Anna Citron went into a nursing home. You have Sylvia Mogovich, who was here, who was the head of the Russian mafia. Why'd he come here? He could have been any place in the planet. We have the nephew of Jack Ruby here. We can also show that in the Bush fund, the Arlen Specter fundraiser, they were there for Arlen Specter, and it showed all the JFK boys here. So definitely I see a fifth column in my arena. I'm sure you probably see it up there in Rhode Island.
It's in every single community across America. And folks, they're doing their job on us. And you know what? I mean, God's looking over it. He knows. I mean, let's face it. His people are really stupid. They're sottish. And guess what? They're also disobedient. So he's using them. But he's going to destroy that influence when he comes. So let's be prayerful, mindful, get into the scriptures, let's study to show ourselves approved. And you know what? Rejoice. Continue the work. Art's website, noplaceforcorruption.com. And I want to thank you again, Art, for making this a very informative show. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Talk to you next time. Folks, thank you all. God bless, and study his word. So long.
About their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.